In spite of what he does, Chris, it's still, I mean, I'm seeing they run the ball more than 50% of the time on first and second down. Doesn't it still start with Morris to set him up on the play action and the fakes?
Absolutely. It starts with the run game and that read option off of the run game, and then it goes from there, you know. But, you know, when you have an opportunity, you have to be able to try to take away their running attack, particularly on first and second down. If you can take away the rushing attack, you can take away the play action. You know, it makes things cleaner for the guys on the back end as well. So,
what was the difference in the first half and the second half of the Washington game when Morris gouged you for about 90 yards before the break and then only 20 afterwards?
Well, I think that guys got used to the speed of it. You know, and I was saying the speed of the game, the speed of their operation is unlike anything that we had faced up until that point. And so you've got to understand that they want to be a tempo offense. They've got speed at their skill position. So, you have to be prepared for it. You know, you have to be prepared for it. And I think in the second half, we were, because we had seen it, we were a little more prepared for it.
A lot of times when these college-style offenses come to the NFL, a lot of people say they don't have staying power. People figure them out over time. I mean, with you guys being the second time around at them, I mean, this seems to be a different kind of that offense. I mean, it does seem like something that could have staying power. I don't know. You're laughing.
I hope we can figure it out. No, I mean, you know, I don't have much to say about, you know, the style of offense. It's definitely unique. It's definitely something that's tough to prepare for, you know, because of the tempo, the operation speed, and how close the run and play action game are tied together.
Yeah.
It's definitely very unique. I'm not sure that it's different in concept than what, you know, Coach Shanahan ran when he was with the Denver Broncos. It's, you know, same concepts.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, when you have a dynamic athlete like RG3 at the quarterback position, it opens up a lot of different, you know, different wrinkles off of it. So, I you know, it's a tough offense to prepare for, no question.